from the Zip Cave in Huntington, West Virginia.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Welcome to the Geek Zip Podcast.
And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Comic books, superheroes, Marvel, DC, sci-fi, TV, music, wrestling, and so much more.
That's no moon.
Submit your questions and or comments to geekzippodcast@gmail.com.
Where are you?
Here.
Now.
We rescue a world from mysticism and tyranny, and usher in a future brighter than anything we can imagine.
Here's Ryan Zip and Chris Chin.
What about those people that got blown up by a drone, like in Palestine or somewhere, and you just see them walking and they just gone?
What? We don't watch that shit, dude.
Well, it's nothing bad. They're just gone.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
I'm not commenting on that.
No, but what's funny to me is the people that are like,
are you afraid of Hamas?
We need guns to protect ourselves from the government.
I don't even know what that is. What's that mean?
But think about this. The people that are like, I can protect myself from the government with guns. It's like, dude, these people just got blown away by a drone they couldn't even see, and you think your gun is going to help you stop that?
No, what they think is you should allow me to have a fully equipped drone or an aircraft carrier or a nuclear sub.
Nuclear silo.
That's what they think. It's like, I can protect myself, but then they're also thinking, like, I should be allowed to buy a tank.
Hit your tank with those javelins, dude.
I ought to be allowed to buy a tank.
I should. Right to bear arms.
Then people are going to be like, you can buy a tank. You get on the government auction websites, you can buy a tank.
You can buy a cannon, Biden. You fucking idiot.
Oh, man.
Get your facts right.
I'm hot. It's the Geek Zip Podcast.
I used to make fun of him.
Is that what I sound like?
No.
Is that what I sound like, listeners, when I say it?
No.
You don't want to hear what you sound like?
What's up, guys? Remember, hit the like button.
That's him.
Jimmy Fallon over here. Whoa. We're on the radio. You know, I saw this like ad. It was like
Jesus
it was trying to find parents to come into a school to talk about their jobs, and one of the jobs they said was DJ. I was like, a little late for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, no shit.
This is my dad, the elevator operator.
Going down, sir.
This is my dad, the bathroom attendant. He's like, yeah, here,
extra towel, sir.
Paper towel.
He looks at vaginas all
Cologne.
Day. My dad looks at vaginas all day.
Only bathroom I've ever been in with a bathroom attendant was like at a restaurant in Myrtle Beach.
Really?
I remember that one.
Hard Rock Cafe.
Was it Hard Rock? I think, yeah. I think you're right.
Holy shit.
They don't have a lot, yeah. Well, they probably don't make shit either.
I doubt they have a bathroom attendant any longer.
Probably not.
Can you imagine? That's probably the worst shift. Like, you think you're going to wait tables tonight, and they're like, oh, actually, dude, you're working the bathroom tonight.
Well, I think they're probably separated from the wait staff. I would hope.
No, dude.
No?
Everybody does their
the
time.
Cook?
Everybody does
the
their time
in the bathroom.
The cook goes in
there, and he's a bathroom attendant?
We all got to do our share.
That's the guy who just got out of prison for murdering 1,000 people. Well... You want to work in the bathroom?
Yeah, we can.
It's probably one of those pedophiles getting into it.
I don't think no. See, I think if you're a sex offender, I don't think they're going to let you work in the bathroom.
I would hope not.
How
I
do
mean,
they know?
There's a sex offender
we
registry.
We need to stop this.
What? Sex offender registry?
No, like we were talking about how, you know.
Because it's going to go too far.
No,
see?
But the pedophiles go to areas
see?
Where there's children.
He's taking it too far.
It's like what Wes mentioned
what
last
Bill,
time about
Bill
the
said.
Schools and the churches.
Yeah, Bill said. Bill told us.
Bill
oh,
who?
Yeah, Bill Maher.
On Dark Side of the Kids Show, whatever that was.
I think talking about set. Bill yeah. Clinton, yeah. dude.
No, Bill Maher. It's the Geek Zip Podcast. Ryan Zip. Wes is back in the cave. Christian.
Give it up for Wes.
Is here as always, and we are just, we just go right into it. We don't even need any
get
kind
it.
Of
get it,
prep.
Just cut all
let's
that out.
Let's go.
Cut
I
all
won't.
That pedophilia stuff.
No, I won't. I'll leave it.
Well, it is your favorite subject.
So,
no, it isn't.
First things first. How about that NFL draft?
Dude.
No, that's not what's
how about that the WNBA
I mean,
draft?
Let's say, did you watch any of the draft?
Who was the number one pick?
I watched some of the wrestling draft.
I can't even remember either. Maybe his
I did
name
watch
is
some of the wrestling.
Caleb.
We watched some of the wrestling draft. Wes.
Okay,
there
but didn't
even know
thing exists.
Wrestling has a draft, too.
What from wrestling?
WWE from SmackDown to Raw.
Does anybody have a scholarship?
And
NXT. Can I get a scholarship to
no,
wrestle at Marshall?
Well,
they gave you Carmelo Anthony. Is that the guy's name, or is that a basketball?
That's a basketball player.
Okay.
You're talking about Carmelo Hayes.
There we go.
Nice. I was like, is he wrestling now? Cool. Good for him.
Some guy I never heard of, dude. He's like the first pick. I was like, what are you doing?
Did Shaq ever enter the ring?
Shaq wrestled Big Show.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah? Yeah, he wrestled Big Show. Because that was when Big Show had that knockout punch or whatever, and Shaq used his Shaq food to defeat the Big Show.
Whoa.
He won.
Yeah.
That'd have to be embarrassing to be Big Show.
Not as bad as when he was dressed as a baby.
Well, true. Yeah, I guess
they made him dress up like a New Year's baby once, too. It's terrible. That's embarrassing. What's happening?
He had a good intro.
You looked flustered. My audio's down. Audio down. Down low on the audio. Weapon X.
Just make sure you stay close to the mic, unlike Wes.
Bastion came on X-Men, dude.
Anything? No, you don't need to do shit.
Can you hear my whiskers rubbing against the microphone?
I don't even want to look at it. I don't see how the ones that are coming out right here are so long. Jesus Christ.
Dude, how do you have that beard, dude? I mean, that's got to annoy the fuck out of you.
That's going to get hot soon, too.
My beard annoys me. By the way, when you see me scratching my nose on all these videos, that's my fucking beard scratching, itching my nose.
Or is it nose hair coming out, growing right in?
Well, I didn't want people to think I was doing like blow, you know?
You should see the comments talking about Zip doing blow. Everybody on the internet is like, look at him. There he goes. They put together super clips of him doing
correct.
His nose.
That's not correct. Heart. I feel fast as fuck.
Oh.
I was like, what does that mean?
Every once in a while, we come across
some gold. Oh, you got some gold in there. It's been a crazy week.
I went to Raw.
Yeah, Christian went to Raw in Ohio State. I don't know why.
My first ever Raw, dude.
Was it at the Schottenstein? Wow. Is that where it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jay came out and we yeeted.
I'm surprised they didn't have it at the fucking Nationwide.
That's what I thought they would, too.
Yeah. But Schott's fucking huge, though. So, what you been doing, Wes?
Life.
Yeah?
Been lifing it up.
Yeah.
Did you get your house finished?
No. Can't even get the other one sold.
Why not?
They backed out.
Well, it's probably a bad time, too, isn't it?
It's not even listed.
Okay. So you haven't even started yet.
There was just an interest. They made an offer. Then they backed out.
That's cool.
Life goes on.
Cock teased you. Blue ball.
That happens. Yeah, that happens. Let's get into what we've been doing, watching, playing. Christian, you go first.
I was watching that Baby Reindeer on Netflix.
What the fuck is that? I don't know. I don't even know what that is. What is that? Is that a psycho?
Yeah, it's like a true story. The guy who wrote it is the actor in it, and he like has a stalker, and he, but before he has a stalker, he's like groomed by some 50-year-old man and put on drugs and raped.
God.
So by the time he has a stalker, he kind of likes having the stalker. It kind of makes him feel like hetero again.
And the stalker's like a heavyset woman.
Yeah, she's crazy.
That's nuts, right?
Why is it called Baby Reindeer?
It's kind of like Misery.
That's what she calls him. She likes her Baby Reindeer. He's like a little baby.
It's
kind of
like that movie Barbarian.
He's like a little baby reindeer.
Let's name this movie something that has nothing to do with the entire movie.
He's a baby reindeer, my little baby reindeer.
Kind of reminds me of Misery a little bit.
They have these weird like text messages that are sometimes in between scenes from her. It's weird.
Oh yeah. Mm.
It's not a documentary.
It's like a drama. It's a movie.
But the guy that wrote it,
it's a dramedy?
No, it's a drama.
Drama.
But the guy that wrote it has also had all of these
That's what I've heard. Yeah, he's had to relive it making this show.
That's fucking wild. Yeah, well, it's blown up on Netflix is the only reason I ask about it. That's all everybody's talking about is that baby.
Yeah, I didn't really want to talk about it, but it's good.
You know, the only time, like, something that was trending and I was Squid Game. Squid Game, Squid Game.
Squid Game.
So I started watching and I finished it, but I'm like, huh.
I didn't. I never watched it.
You're like that cat that goes, huh? Huh? Have you seen that cat on the internet? Dude?
No.
Huh?
You know, something that, I don't know, I think probably because I watched Squid Game, there was a recommendation on Netflix. It was a Korean show called Sweet Home.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
So I'd like
What's that?
That's like crazy monsters.
Yeah, like, I mean, like nuts monsters. Like, what was his name?
The Host?
Harryhausen monsters.
Like the Host? Remember the Host?
Kind of like that. Yeah. But like mutants and...
Yeah, big monsters, little monsters, all kinds of monsters that people just turn into. They just turn, like, instead of like a person becoming a zombie, they just become some sort of crazy monster.
Is it dubbed or is it like... Okay.
The first season was good. The second season was...
Yeah.
But I think they're making a third.
Interesting. What did I watch? We finished Breaking Bad. Perfect ending. I don't think they should ever touch it again. I know there's whispers of reviving it, but...
Well, they, you know, Better Call Saul.
No. I'm talking about the show.
What was the thing they did with Jesse, too? The spinoff movie or whatever?
Again.
El Camino.
They're talking about reviving the show like he didn't get shot and killed. He made it, and then they start doing it again. Yeah.
Spoiler alerts.
Well, I mean, how else could I fucking explain it?
I've never seen it.
Have you never? Wow.
Really? I watched the first season, but that was it.
I just, that show it got a lot better. Downward spiral, and I have no interest in
watching
it again.
Kush said something great. She said it was very Shakespearean. And I was like, wow, rise and fall, yeah. I mean,
but I don't know, man. I don't know.
Do you think he ever rose, though?
Yeah,
that
was my
point.
There was no rise.
There was, like, wasn't a time when he was enjoying his success if you don't count the time that him and his kid kind of go crazy with the cars, right? They buy cars. But other than that, it's like constantly he's looking over his shoulder trying to move his money.
It's like, I don't know, from bad to worse.
Yeah. I mean, I can definitely see the panic-inducing that you were talking about when I started.
But it was a great series. I mean, that's the thing.
No,
like,
yeah, no.
For me, it's like, no, it's over with, and I don't need to revisit it.
Does his cancer ever get better?
It comes back.
Oh, so it does get better and come back.
He goes into remission, is in remission for a while, and it comes back the last season, I think.
Maybe,
but that's not how he goes. I'll just say,
and that's the whole that, you know, that's kind of a thing too with the, like, the whole premise, like, make some money because you're gonna die. But then it's like, well,
yeah, then it goes in remission. That doesn't make any sense.
You're gonna die.
Well, he lost. I think he lost his mind.
Oh yeah,
you know, he became corrupt with power is what it is. But tried to hide the fact that he became corrupt with power. It's a very interesting show, amazing show. I did buy more Bond movies. I bought the Timothy Dalton collection.
Nice. This is the best Bond.
So now I have The Living Daylights and License to Kill added to my Roger Moore collection. I wanted to get the Connery collection. It's a little bit more expensive because he did more movies. It's $30.
How do you not have these yet?
The collection has always been really expensive because there's a lot of fucking Bond movies. There's like 20 of them.
Sure.
So 25 of them. And I already had Daniel Craig. That's another thing. If you already have some of them, it makes it hard to buy a collection, right? Because then you're like, why am I buying this? Because I already have these. I have this problem with Star Wars because I have all the sequels, the sequel trilogy. But I don't have any of the other ones. So I can't ever buy, like, the Skywalker collection because that'll be wasting three movies. Bless you.
Man.
Woo!
Felt that one coming.
Woo! Bless you. No Dark Side this week. Did you notice that?
Yeah, there was. Sherry Martel. Is it actually a good one?
When did it come out? I didn't see it.
I don't know.
I just looked last night.
I don't know.
And it still had the Chris.
I watched it on YouTube.
Maybe. This is the season?
Sensational Sherry.
Huh. Maybe I missed it. Man, Wes, I wish
that
you
light
watched.
Just went out. Did you see that?
It's time to go out. Oh, it's 11 o'clock in the morning.
I was like, you didn't pay any attention to it.
No, because I knew it was coming out.
The power went out when I was pumping gas the other day.
At the gas station?
Yeah, assholes.
What the hell happened? I mean, so what happens when that happens? You just stand there?
I just left.
I think I
did. You pay for it?
You
had I had already put my card in there.
You may have actually gotten a discount, you know?
Well, I mean, I couldn't pump anymore.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Did it show on your card that it charged it?
I don't know. I didn't look.
Maybe you got a little cheaper. No, I actually.
I was just mad that I couldn't fill up it all the way.
Fill it up.
I'm tired of going to that Speedway. They always let me down, dude. I tried to get a cappuccino and just hot water came out.
I don't know why you go to that Speedway. That's the worst Speedway in town.
No, the one by the
Fox Den Pizza.
Yeah.
It's the worst one ever. Aaron was talking about it. It's got an ass smell that never goes away.
Dude, it is. I feel bad. Who's running that place? I want to open a Sheetz across the street and be like, you're out of business.
Dude, you would slaughter them. I mean, you would literally kill the fuck out of them.
One time I went there and every gas pump had a bag around it so you couldn't use it. Like, they were all out of order.
Why even even be open?
I would imagine they
for
probably,
the beverages.
They probably get more walk-ins.
Oh my god!
Stopping there to get.
Well, that's the only road that takes you like into fucking, you know, what's it called?
West End, Camden Park, Sarita.
That's the only. That's really the only road that you can walk to get into that area. You can't walk Third Avenue,
right?
And there's, I mean, I guess that Sheetz is way over there, but there's
I see questionable characters in fucking that one too.
Yeah. You know that Fox's Pizza Den.
Is it even open still?
So yes. Okay, right? But well, to my knowledge, because we were talking about this at work the other day, because somebody mentioned it, and two of us were like, no, because my coworker Carrie says, no, that place isn't open, and I was like, yeah, it doesn't look like it's open, and somebody's like, no, that's just the way they look.
Wow. That's it looks like it's been shut down for years.
Yeah,
who
knows?
Weeds growing out of the parking lot cracks, like it's been sitting there for.
It's in the old Pizza Hut building.
That's why I can't eat there because I'm kind of still pissed off that they took our Pizza Huts away, the good ones
they
where they had
take
the
away.
Arcade games and the jukebox and the fucking salad bar,
the red glasses.
Yes,
there's no original location Pizza Huts open anymore.
Right? I don't know of any.
I think the only one is off of Hal Greer at the campus, right? The little Pizza Hut place where Firehouse.
No, that's a walk-in.
Well, yeah. So, no, there are no.
There's no dine-in Pizza Huts. Yeah. No. I don't know many dine-in
Pizza
places.
Well, that one
places.
In Cerrito. Plaza, but it's not like
a. Down to fucking
the only
Cerrito.
Dine-in Pizza
if I'm going
to
Cerrito, I'm
is,
getting Everoni's. Come sure. on.
And that's the only time I ever actually sit at a place and eat their pizza.
Well, that's like an atmosphere, though.
Right?
They've got like
family,
that,
and
yeah.
It's usually a family thing. Hey, you've got family.
They were the first
in,
one that's got family style.
No,
pizza,
dude, so. Go to the Geno's Pub.
That's closed.
Yeah, there's no pub.
What?
Yeah, the only thing that's open is that fucking lounge.
Which I'm wondering too. It's like, how is there's got to be so much vacant space?
I'm sure they're trying to sell it. I mean,
I don't know. The newspaper said Huntington has a housing crisis.
I did see that on the front page the other day. It's like, are you just now realizing this?
Well, I don't understand because I'm like, I see a lot of empty places.
But that's the
problem. They're sitting on them. That's the problem.
I saw a bunch of mercenaries outside of the Harmony House, dude. They were camped out. It was crazy. I didn't realize they had.
Saw some meth paratos.
Dude, I didn't know they had a campground down there outside.
Did
of
you
that
like
place.
The name of my episode?
Yeah. So the Fourth Avenue, the front entrance of Harmony. All right. Yeah. So I see the rear. Of Harmony House every day going back and forth.
Oh, God.
Which we have affectionately named the Thunderdome.
wow.
Because it's fenced in. Because
one goes in, two men in, or one man leaves.
So, we just call
it's
it Thunderdome.
It's got, so, are you talking about the building that has, like, the apartments in it that are at the top?
That's Harmony House, yes.
It's, like, hollowed out back there.
Yeah, they have a roof over their
when
courtyard.
I'm in the drive-thru for rally.
Yeah, you're like, what is that? Is that like outdoor amphitheater or something? Nope. That's
why don't you go venture down?
Here's
walk.
The thing, though. They provide
get
an
your
awesome
burger and walk by
Harmony. I'm trying to throw them a bone. They provide an awesome service, right? Like
I love our services.
Take
now.
An unhomed, unhoused person and give them everything. A furnished apartment, TV, full kitchen.
But, give them the whole thing.
But sometimes they get people in there that are severely mentally ill or in severe active addiction, and they trash those places.
Yeah.
In a matter of weeks, they take it from like perfectly clean to a hoarder situation.
The Jeez. Washington it's Post crazy. Had a story about a homeless person that got, they have like vouchers to give them apartments. And then she got her apartment, but then they didn't support her with the mental health stuff, and now she's trying to get evicted because they're like, she...
Are you talking about HUD? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know. It's something in D.C.
But
they were like, she was rubbing up on a cop and all these other crazy things that she was doing, dude.
No, I mean, it's...
And she's like, they're just trying to kick me out.
Dude,
they don't like me.
I worry for my kids. I got
to
be honest.
We need to raise taxes and open the asylums.
Well...
I remember on Sunny when Dennis is like, why is this place closed? Because nobody wanted to pay taxes.
Did you see that I sent you the
yeah,
one with
the
coffee?
Boba, the boba.
The boba tea. With the boba tea.
The diabetes. Still, the secret diabetes delivery system.
I have no desire in ever trying that stuff. I think it looks great.
Boba?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I like tea. I've never liked it.
I don't know what it is. I've never had it in my life.
It's little gelatinous.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
God damn, it's gelatinous.
Tea, right?
It's that thick? Can you drink it through a straw?
It depends, yeah. You suck it up in a straw. Dude.
It's because they give you a big straw.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, man. I don't want you.
God damn.
You take your boba tea.
I tried it. I did not like it.
Boba butt.
Boba Fett.
Oh, shit. I don't know where the fuck we went with this conversation. starting to talk about Harmony House.
No shit, they're all going to be like, these guys are collectively have schizophrenia.
All they
went all over the place.
So why are all these people outside of Harmony House? Why are
we going to keep talking about it?
I think there's also assistance that can be provided.
They provide food. At certain times,
place on 6th Avenue.
Isn't there the Mission?
No, 7th Avenue. I'm not sure what it is. Every time I drive past it, there's like 15, 20 people gathered out in front of it. I have no idea.
I think you're talking about the Mission. You're talking about the place with the big cross.
This is further down from the Mission, though.
Oh, that's a church. That's a church.
Well, what?
And they do like food on.
Okay, so they're
waiting on the food. Yeah.
Okay, because I don't know what kind of gathering.
There's
that
a church very close that provides food for the homeless down there.
That's good for them too.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, back to what we're watching and playing. Fuck shit. Oh God, I don't even know. I'm so flustered from talking about all this shit. I'm still watching Shogun.
Oh, I heard it's over.
Wrapped up episode 2.
I heard it ends with a whimper.
When I'm ready for a serious show, I'm going to watch that.
Yeah. That's the thing. We were done with Breaking Bad. We were like, what next?
You got to learn your Japanese.
Problem with Shogun. Yeah, if you don't. Now, they do have dub available. But me and Kush are like, nah, we want to do it right. Read. Of course, you can't do anything while you're watching this show.
It's true. When you got subtitles.
Nothing.
No. Yep.
I mean, I was trying to put the show together last night, and I had to restart the episode because I didn't like
to Dune.
Dune 2? Part 2?
It was better, wasn't it?
No, I like it.
Where'd you really? How'd you watch it?
Well, you're more of a setup guy. Oh, okay. You're more of a setup guy.
You like the worms?
This was funny too. I'm watching it with Bree, and I was like, "There's no way they get a resolution in this movie." I said, "This is Empire, man," and because I hate pausing to see how much time is left in something.
You give it away, yeah.
Like, so I guess that is still the thrill of the theater.
We do that all the time.
I was wanting to be like, I'm going to see how much is left in this fucker. I didn't.
Well, you can do that in the theater,
and it was pleasantly surprised that there was a resolution, so that was cool.
When you know the runtime and you know how long you've been there.
Oh, I mean, you're right. You're right.
That's a little bit too much math.
I don't know. I usually...
No, it was still good. I like the first one better, I think, but it was still good.
Yeah.
I have an internal clock that dings after I've been sitting there for an hour, and I'm like, what is going on?
Pretty much. Like I start looking at my watch after about an hour. I'm like,
dings. I got to piss.
I'm like, is this going to be over anytime soon? And you're just like, no. Especially with Dune Part 2. That's a long fucker.
That is a long movie. Yeah, and I think that was why. It was like throwing me off. Like, nah, it's going to end. It's just going to end. It'll be like, well... Tune in to Dune 3,
yeah,
which apparently they're going to make. So
I there's more books, I guess.
And it seems like they get
crazier. Yeah, I mean, especially when they start going off the planet.
So tune in to Dune 3.
I watched Late Night with the Devil 2 or 3 more times.
Wow.
So good. I love that movie. I cannot say enough about it. Have you heard about this? Do you know what we're talking about?
Not a clue.
There's a film called Late Night with the Devil. It stars that, what's his name, Christian?
David Dastmalchian.
Okay. Dastmalchian guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, it takes place in the 70s.
Okay.
Like Carson and all that shit, right? And this guy's competing with Carson, but he can't beat him.
Okay. Right?
So he brings on his show this lady who claims to be like this psychiatrist of some sort that has a patient who is supposedly possessed.
Well, okay? She's the last daughter of the Abraxas Massacre or whatever.
Yeah, so it's like a Manson thing. She's like, this house caught on fire. They pulled her out with not a mark on her.
Series or a movie?
Movie.
Okay.
And obviously, she ends up being for real possessed, you know, cool. And it's like, it was just so refreshing.
I watched it again with my brother so they could see it. But yeah. I was noticing how her head, you know, had split apart and it comes back together before he kills her. So was that all in his head?
That I think that's part of it, in my opinion.
And then the whole thing about, like, did he, like, make a deal with the devil to get success?
I thought that's where they were going.
Like,
you know,
that group in the trees, and that's why his wife died.
But then it
died.
Seemed like his wife was helping him kill the demon, almost. Because she said, you have to do this. And when he killed her, he also killed the little girl to stop the evil.
I don't think that. I mean, again,
I don't think that. You know, were you on
set? No, I'm saying I don't think that stopped the evil. I think that was the evil trying to get him to kill the girl.
Why would it make. Okay. Okay. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, that's again, interpretation, in my opinion. I don't know. Your outlook on life is way fucking darker than mine.
Well, that's usually how it goes with the demons, dude. They trick you into killing
people. Yeah, they're fucked up. Yeah, no, I won't deny that. Wes is agreeing.
Made me think about Hereditary.
God. My mom watched that for the first time, and she was like, Jesus, is that what horror movies are like now?
That's the weirdest. Yep. I mean... That it's
unnerving.
It's horror for the people that watched Exorcist when it came out, and they were like, "Fuck,
yeah."
Hereditary was that type of movie. I think.
I mean, it shocked the Morrisons.
I just remember at the ending and how it's you got the horns blaring and it's triumphant and it's like, "Fuck, man." Mm-hmm. I've never. It's like, wait, am I supposed to feel good?
It's disturbing, dude. I'm totally with you.
Am I supposed to be like, hell yeah, man? One of the rulers of hell is on Earth.
And
sweet.
Gabriel Byrne, I felt so bad for him in that movie. Oh God, his scenes are hard to watch for me. Being a dad and being a husband, it's like, oh God, can you fucking imagine?
It's just one of those things where I've never cared about a production company, but now it's like if I see A24, I'm like, well, I'm going to have to watch this.
You and millions of others. A24 is fucking really racking it up. Did you watch Civil War yet?
I know. I want to see it. I think I'll wait till it comes home. More because of some of the people's reactions, like some of the sensitive types that are like, you can't make a movie about this. This is only going to inspire people. I'm like, you're the same motherfuckers that go, no, video games aren't violent, or video games don't cause people to be violent, which I don't believe either. But it's like, nobody's going to watch that movie and be like, yep, that's what we're going to do.
No.
Civil War time.
I don't
Fuck
think
that,
so.
Man.
No.
They were already thinking that.
Yeah, probably.
They get inspired by real people, not art and cinema and shit like that. That's not the inspiration.
I think it's the other way around.
I don't know.
I think the artist dressed as a Joker
before he shot up the theater.
I mean, that's an extreme case
character. I think it's more isolated. Yeah, he did. But it's not like it happened in theaters all over the country. I think it's kind of more like...
It's not common either.
You know, they like to take direction from a leader.
Well, I'm just saying crazy people take direction from anything.
Yeah. They take direction from the fucking neighbor's dog.
Yeah.
I want you to kill.
The son of Satan.
Kill!
The son of Satan.
Kill!
David right. Berkowitz?
Yep,
that
that's
name?
His name, Berkowitz.
What about Babadook? Did you see that?
Oh,
that
Lord.
Movie fucking... God, it sucked.
It twists me. It twisted me.
I still haven't seen it, man.
Because I was like, the first half of it was fucking incredible.
What about when that little kid was screaming and the mom was like, can you just be normal? And he's like,
I don't remember much about it, but I just know that it...
Yeah, I remember that part. I remember her losing it going, can't you be fucking? And I just felt that so hard. I was like, this poor fucking woman. I have been playing another Star Trek game, but I'm pretty sure it's the free one on Game Pass that's just the online mobile game. I'm just really into Star Trek.
He'll play anything that says Star Trek
anything
on it.
Anything that says Star Trek on it. I'll be hoping that I get a good Star Trek game, and I still haven't gotten one. This one's almost like Knights of the Old Republic with Star Trek.
I like you playing the old VR one.
That was ridiculous. I shouldn't have been doing that. That was really stupid, and I felt dumb afterwards. Have you played anything?
Not really. Anything downloaded less? Some Fallouts.
I'm with Chris.
I downloaded Fallout 4.
I
haven't started
Fallout
yet.
3. I wanted to go back to... I never played
one. Did you watch it? You
Same
still
year.
Haven't watched
so
any
watched
of it?
I watched it, no.
So, yeah,
it's a good show.
Twice. I know. I need to watch it. I want to watch it. It's just been crazy.
I love it. I love it how there's so many things... from the games,
yeah,
but they don't have to be. It's
they're
not
political. They're not
gratuitous about it. Like, oh, the, you know, just yeah, it's just there.
Like you're not going to be lost if you don't know what it is from the game.
It's like
exactly.
They brought the game world
the
to real
life.
The
guy opens the can of you know spam, but it's called cram, and I'm like, yeah, I remember seeing cram, but it's not have like, I'm so hungry, I gotta have this can of cram, or
commercials and billboards all over the place,
you know. Yeah, just sometimes it's
gratuitous. Walton Coggins, sorry.
Oh,
I have to apologize because I thought it was Walter.
He steals the show.
Oh, Walton?
Yeah. It's Walton. I'm sorry, Walton. Well, if you ever want to be on my show, I welcome
He's the
you.
Ghoul now, dude. And he blows people's away, too.
He needs to apologize to the First Amendment.
Oh, and that's me. He's the one that loves free speech.
Anyways.
That's what he's saying.
But no, so I downloaded Fallout 3.
You need to apologize.
It is dated.
No, he said you need
to
apologize.
No, you need to apologize.
But the show is good.
Real quick. First Amendment protections don't apply to employees in private companies. First Amendment protection basically means the government can't put you in jail for the things that you say or try you.
True.
So she got fired because she was dumb. And they had the opportunity to do though because she was being dumb.
But that's not what they cited as the reason for her being fired.
Either way, you're right. You can say whatever you want. But it's going to have consequences with your employer and its shareholders.
It shouldn't.
Well,
it shouldn't.
It does. We you know. If
again,
employer...
you're never going to get me to change my mind on this.
He doesn't care.
We can do a fucking show every fucking week about this, and you're never going to change my mind ever.
It's not a First Amendment problem.
It's not, but we're talking about freedom of speech.
Now that... Thank you. Now, that I might agree with you.
Yeah, all right. There is a difference.
Okay, there is a big difference.
First Amendment and freedom of speech. Yes.
So that, yes, if she goes to court and says, you violated my First Amendment, that's like, no.
Right, no, because she wasn't deprived of rights or put into prison.
You said it, and I'm not saying there shouldn't be consequences for what you say, but what those consequences are, I don't think should be dictated by what you say.
You can't convince me she's kicking herself in the ass ever doing that.
I mean,
because
I can.
The thing is she
with
was
the, with the way the Mandalorian's going right now, making movies and new seasons and all this shit.
Some things are more important, Zip.
She thought she'll be
like
fine.
Her principles
and this, you know, this overwhelming conservative right wing audience will now buy all the things that I will choose to do in these other ventures. They don't exist.
Right.
That's why James Woods
Dude, she
isn't
made
doing
a, she made a right
jack
wing
shit
movie.
Anymore.
She made a right
and John
wing...
Voight, all the fucking big ass conservative mouthpieces.
Yeah.
They don't do shit.
They don't do shit.
Because nobody gives a fuck
yeah,
about their
They're on Twitter, dude. They're on Twitter in the right wing sphere.
But it's bloated. It's artificial. Because that's the thing. If people really love their shit, it'd be making money. It's not making
money.
Well,
they are.
Money.
They're giving all their money to Trump. They don't have any money left.
All right.
That's all I have to say about that. But Fallout 3 is dated. I downloaded Fallout 3, started playing Fallout 3. It's, I love the atmosphere of that. I love the DC
76
wasteland.
Was fun.
I guess I'm just not ready to do the online.
But it's cool
stuff.
To see West Virginia in there, dude.
It is cool to see.
Can I play 76? Can I play 76 on my own without any interaction?
No.
I don't
well, I mean,
it.
You don't have to interact, but somebody might come fight you or something.
That's interaction.
I just want my own private server. I want a private server.
Oh.
I feel like when they came out, the way that you got skills and stuff like that was weird.
Yeah,
I'd like rather like pick my skill. And
I like the way that sometimes you would get lucky and get good ones there.
Nah, never. Nah, not gonna do it.
That gets into the whole mod debate, like we.
But
had.
I might get 4 now that they've released like a massive update for 4. I think I might get
that.
Back to 4.
What'd you tell me? May 1st, though, right? Is that what you told me?
No, it came out the 25th.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. Maybe I will play it today.
But dude, then, she was in some movie called Terror on the Prairie.
Who, the?
The girl.
The devil
Gina
lady?
Carino.
Gina Carino.
Oh, yeah.
On the Montana
and
Plains.
How many stars does it have?
5.2, dude.
Oh, shit. That's better than most of this Transformers movies.
I wonder how much money it made, though, dude.
Probably not much. Not as much as Mandalorian made, I'll
what
tell you that.
What about Lady Ballers? Lady Ballers.
Probably not as
dude.
Much
That's
as Mandalorian.
That's another right-wing comedy.
But
I need to get off the politics.
Yeah, you do. I don't want to hear it.
Polarizing our view listeners.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, all 20 of them.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't want to make divide nah, people.
Yeah. All right, then let's move on with it. So let's get the fuck on with it.
I can't actively shit on a podcast that features
I know.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
See, this show's not going well, is it?
I'll say that right now. I say that all the time.
That's what Conan O'Brien said on that Hot Ones episode when he said, what's the worst thing a guest can do? Go, well, this isn't going well, is it? Yeah, great.
Dude, he freaked out. All right. I didn't have any RIPs this week. Did you know of any? Did you hear about any? Anybody? I haven't heard about any, so condolences if I missed one. All right. Getting over to the news, we're going to go ahead and get our wrestling headlines out of the way.
Stay alive.
So, according to Dave Meltzer, the PG era is over in WWE.
Okay.
Don't care.
Well, I saw The Rock. He
what
kept
did
having
the PG
to
even stand for
parental guidance.
Yeah, I mean that's. I guess. Yeah, no.
You worked at a theater, and you don't know what PG stands for.
So remember. So remember
Procter and Gamble era.
So remember, you know,
PG-13.
Remember when wrestling had like
blood,
the titties, and blood, yeah, and the chairs, titties, and all that, yeah, shit.
I miss that.
That was considered the Attitude Era.
Okay.
Once they got to the John Cena and the fucking, you know, kiddie shit, they call that the PG era.
Okay.
People obviously want to go back to the Attitude Era. So that's why everybody's excited.
That's
that,
why they got The Rock.
Right. Because he's cussing on fucking air and all this shit.
But I want it to be good for my kids. I don't want my kids seeing that.
Now, there's a good debate. I mean, that is certainly a good debate. But, I mean, to me, it's like I would tell my kids before they started watching it what they're watching.
Mm.
I'd say, these are...
Oh, like parents are supposed to have a role in their children's upbringing?
I think so.
That's outdated.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Kids raise themselves.
To some extent, yes. But, I mean, there has to be some guidance. You wouldn't know shit about this.
I do, too.
No, not really. Other people's kids don't count.
Your kid doesn't even watch wrestling.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. You're right.
Well, I don't either.
Wes doesn't either.
Well, maybe
I outgrew it,
your kid,
I
should be Wes's kid. Maybe your kid is Wes's kid.
Maybe he is, for all I know. I don't know. There was a lot of crazy shit going on
back
then. I'm pretty certain. Let's not leave any doubt. 100% certain. That's not my kid.
I'm pretty sure that's not your kid either.
You are not the father.
You are not. Wes is not the father.
Oh, we got to boo Dominic when I went to Raw.
That was
exciting.
Cool. That's cool. Yeah, that's got to be fun.
He didn't wrestle though because he had his arm in a cat and a
so,
sling.
Becky Lynch, they're saying, is like the new Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, I think they just, because Becky is such a natural champion that it's just easy.
I think it's just people hating. I mean, you know, all those haters.
Who would you have given it to?
Well, I was happy for Becky. I like Becky.
Oh, you're on her. Okay, yeah.
What
okay.
do you mean by the new Hulk Hogan?
Hogan was Hulk
I mean,
Hogan
like,
was like
the face
as far as right as far as a champion, right? Okay. He was like the guy that you could just give the belt to and know that he was going to do good with.
He's a real American.
There you go.
Gotcha.
So
but
that's
also uses creative control to stay
well,
in
that's
power.
Way later in his career.
So, see, I'm not sure what Hogan they were talking about. See, that's what
they
I
were talking about 80s Hulk Hogan.
Tearing his shirt off. And
well, that's,
just, you know.
That should be a compliment.
Well, not for the smarks, because, you know, to them it should be competed for, and you should give younger wrestlers an opportunity.
They did. Maxine Dupri shined during the match.
That's again. That's my thinking. Is if they're good in the match, that's kind of the payoff. But again, I'm just telling you what I heard people saying.
Yeah, they got to make Nia champion at some point.
That surprised me. I kind of thought that's where they were going with that. Plus, it has a lot to do with Vince McMahon being gone now.
Yeah,
because he apparently was a big responsible party for the PG era.
I think
so.
It's kind of hard to do though. I mean, like in the back in the 80s. It was like Hulk, and then, you know.
Well, the AEW guy.
Andre the Giant was the big villain, right? Mm-hmm. But then, like, Ultimate Warrior kind of is in there every once in a while.
Hunter well, it Burger. Got very cartoony, and but I think people get nervous.
Your when, attitude, Air, I think they did a good job of, there were a lot of personalities that were popular.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. I think it'd be kind
of
difficult.
But
to be,
what?
Like,
but were they popular
the
because
operation.
Of what they were doing, or were they popular because of the era they were in? That's the question.
I don't know. I mean, so that was, yeah, when I watched it. But it's like, for me, it was, I just thought all those guys were cool.
Well,
like,
what about?
Stone Cold. Stone Cold, The Rock, Undertaker, Kane, all those guys. The Acolyte Protection Agency.
Triple H and all that?
Yeah, it was. Now, X-Pac always just got on my nerves.
Well, that's what they call it. They call it X-Pac Heat because you hate him.
Heat.
Yeah. No matter what he does. They call it X-Pac. Yeah. Some people have X-Pac Heat, dude.
Badass Billy Guns.
He's still wrestling.
Whatever. No, there were so many competing personalities, but it was all entertaining.
The Dudleys still wrestle.
Okay.
Hardy Boys still wrestle.
Well, get this, dude. That Tony Khan AEW guy, WWE's
competitor.
That's
him right there.
WWE's competitor said recently that we are like Pepsi, and they are like the Harvey Weinstein of wrestling.
That's funny.
He couldn't say Coke.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I dig it.
That's what's going on. So it's kind of an exciting time to be back in wrestling right now, right?
Yeah. I like throwing the curveball. Like, we are like Burger King, and they are like...
Hitler.
They are like shut down GD Ritzy's.
Hitler.
They are like Harmony House and the Mesperados.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's awesome. I dig it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's cool. Good for him.
God,
he
dude.
Makes me a fan of that.
Did you
guy.
Watch that Twitch stream with Omega?
No.
Where he's, like, actually siding with, like, reality and not the fucking...
What are you talking about?
Marks over at AEW.
What was he saying?
He's just saying, you know, he's not really... He has no power in the booking.
Oh.
He doesn't agree with the way things were handled in Brawl Out. I mean, there's just a lot of, like, I thought revelations. Because you kind of thought he was on the side of the Young Bucks and all that bullshit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it might be part of the story that they're doing now.
Maybe.
With the Young Bucks being the new heels and everything. And
so Kenny comes back. He's like the
He's on Tony's side. Face. He's on Tony's side. The Bucks already fired him.
Who?
Kenny, they said. They kicked him out of the Elite.
He is apparently returning to Dynamite this week. That will be tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see what happens. But, yeah, if you get a chance, I'm sure it's on YouTube now, but go listen to that Twitch stream. He said a lot of interesting shit. Apparently him and Punk have no beef, which is not what I heard. So, you know.
Well, Punk has beef with everybody, dude.
That's those marks want you to think.
He is a punk.
All right. Let's talk about Tony and his fucking...
He was at the
kayfabe.
He was at the NFL draft with a neck brace on because of what happened on his wrestling show the day before, dude.
I was trying to find... They had the fucking, like, interview with him. I was trying to find it.
He took a Meltzer driver, dude. It was crazy.
Anyway...
You got to explain what's happening. That's Jack Perry. That's Dylan Perry's son. Not Dylan. His name was...
Steve Perry.
No, Dylan from Beverly Hills 90210. That's his name.
Luke Perry is his fucking name. You fucking idiots.
Oh, I just conflated him. Dylan.
That guy right there?
Yeah.
That's Luke Perry's son?
Yeah, and he just turned on that guy, dude.
He didn't even hit him!
Did he
fall? It was a terrible hit!
No, the funny part is how he falls and doesn't move for a second. He's like, oh, I gotta sit up. It's like he, like, dies from the punch.
Here come the EVPs. We're watching the clip of Tony, you all, being attacked on Dynamite.
And they're like, what are you doing? Why would you do that to the owner of the company? He was gonna rehire you and bring you back in. Because that was the guy that got in a fight with CM Punk. Backstage.
Okay.
I love watching Christian explain it to Wes.
Is right now he's saying, yeah, my neck is really hurt, dude.
No, dude, Not yet.
They're going to do this move called the EVP trigger where they both knee him in the face.
Ugh. He's kind of getting set up.
It's like, how long are you going to take to set this fucking up?
Oh, maybe not. Maybe they're not going to do it. They changed their mind. They're going to do the Meltzer driver instead.
Look,
dude.
Crosses his legs.
Oh, my gosh. He's not trained to do
like
this, dude.
He's locking it in for him.
Boom. Oh, my gosh.
That is such a bullshit move.
How can they do that to him?
That is not Luke Perry material. Let me tell you.
Luke would be looking down. I mean, Dylan would be looking down.
Yeah.
With his sad eyes.
I remember his cool eyes. I remember when he was in Oz.
I remember when he's in the Fifth Element.
So here's what I think they should do with Tony Khan now, dude.
Yeah, tell me.
Take him off TV.
So anyway, no, okay, so he took that move and he showed up at the NFL draft in a fucking neck collar. He's selling it.
Okay, well, here's what I think they should do. Tell me. I read this on Reddit and it's pretty funny.
Okay.
They take him off TV for a bit and say he's rehabbing.
Yeah.
And he's working out. And then what we do is we bring Jinder Mahal and say that he's Tony Khan now and he's big and strong and ready to get his revenge on these people. He's like
I love that.
Isn't it, what's that, the $1 billion man? We can rebuild him.
$6 million
There we go. Well,
updated for inflation. It's the $1 billion.
I guess so, yeah. Updated for inflation. Who that sounds this? More like the Incredible Hulk from the 70s.
On screen right here?
This is okay, so this is Matt Hardy.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
He's broken.
He has a persona called Broken Matt Hardy, which is very, very, very popular.
He's crazy, dude. Okay, you know delete, who it reminds delete. Me of,
and this is going to be, this is a big throwback, the movie Excalibur.
God damn,
when,
dude.
When Lancelot comes back to join the fight late in the movie, and he's no longer beautiful Lancelot. Mm. He's like long-haired, crazy, bearded, religious Lancelot. It's exactly
pretty
what he
much
looks
that's
like.
What's going on here.
Yeah, that's it's yeah. Good for him. He's an Excalibur fan.
The reason Wes is referring to this is because Broken Matt Hardy has returned to TNA wrestling. I'm gonna have to start watching TNA again.
I never have.
I mean, either, but I'm gonna have to. I should have said again. He is quite a. We'll watch some videos of him in the ring. He is quite the performer in ring. All right, that's our wrestling news.
Mm.
Yeah, I said the same shit. The Matrix 5, we know they're working to make a new film, but now it looks like that Warner Brothers will be moving ahead without the Wachowski family. Of course, they've been a part of The Matrix since its inception.
Yeah.
I don't know. I watched that last Matrix movie. That was cool.
I mean,
it was kind of crappy not having Lawrence Fishburne.
It's kind of unnecessary.
I like that
but
other guy.
Not bad.
I like Yaya.
I prefer Lawrence. I'm sorry.
I like that actor though.
Maybe the Matrix
he was
would be
Candyman.
It could be better off without the Wachowskis.
I liked him as
he did a great job in Candyman.
In Watchmen, what's his
yeah,
face?
He was good.
I like Black Manta.
Blue Man. Oh, he was.
He was great in Black Manta. Yeah, he's good. No, he's. I'm not trying to shit on him. I'm just saying I like Lawrence better.
No, but I didn't mind it. I didn't mind that the latest Matrix movie.
It was hard to follow.
I think all of them are except the first one.
I like the first two.
I've watched the original trilogy so much, I kind of know what's going on there. But the newer one, I was very confused. But the more I watch it, the more I get it. But are y'all even interested in the Matrix 5?
I don't know. Why not?
Maybe if they bring Neo back, if it's cool effects.
I feel like it could be.
Yeah, it's like how much influence the Wachowskis have.
It's going to be VR now, dude.
The thing is you could pump a lot of money into something that maybe the audience doesn't want or need or ask for and lose money. And Warner Brothers, if they know how to do anything, they know how to lose fucking money.
Do you think there's definitely an audience for it, though, for The Matrix?
No.
That's kind of our generation's thing, you know?
And then the thing is...
The new generation doesn't even really talk about The Matrix.
Well, that's like I said, so I watched all the Transformers movies, and what was the last night, 2017 or something? So it took me 7 years to watch the last night. So yeah, it's like that's why that movie failed, because I at that point I remember thinking like, yeah, there's so many trans, I don't care about.
There's too many.
Right,
you don't know. Yeah, it gets lost.
But
in
I
the
did
shuffle.
The same thing with all the Marvel movies.
Then they changed the human plot. And then it's even worse. Then you're like,
what happened to Shia?
The fuck is this shit?
So I guess it's like I want them to keep making those movies. Like, go ahead and make a Matrix 5, but I might not watch it for 10 years.
I want to know why the fuck they won't make a fucking War for Cybertron movie. For God's sakes.
Well, we got that one movie coming out. Maybe
that's
it'll be
not
down the
fucking count.
Maybe it'll be down the line. We'll get there.
Another Evil Dead movie is in the works from The Last Stop in Yuma County director Francis Gallupi.
It's got to be after the success of the last one.
Last Stop in Yuma County? I've never heard of that.
Did you see the last one, Wes?
Did you see Evil Dead Rises? What'd you think of it?
It made me go back and watch Evil Dead 2 and Army of Darkness.
Same.
I don't know.
There's Patrick Morrissey.
Look at that carpetbagger right there. Not even from here.
It's true. I mean, it's true. But
Jesus Christ.
I don't get to use that term very often.
No, you don't. And when you use it, it's not really in the right context.
No, it is totally.
It's absolutely the right context. It's absolutely the right context. Evil Dead, though. I think I already talked about it once. I don't know, man.
Hey, what's up with that ad around here that's somebody for mayor and it's not politics, it's personal? What does that mean?
Oh, Wheeler.
Did she like get like personally?
She worked for the city.
Did she get personally screwed by the city, and now she wants to take over? So it's personal.
Know. She's a nice lady.
I mean, our mayor is term limited, so it's not like she can take revenge on him. I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
It's just a weird campaign slogan, dude. Yeah. This time it's personal.
I mean, meaning that it's not about politics. I think is
well,
the
I don't know.
That's the worst line ever.
Just say it's not about politics.
Any politician who has said,
I don't know, Christian.
Why do you have to say
I'm just guessing
this
here.
Time it's personal.
Because people like,
aliens.
Because people like to say, I don't like to talk politics. So that's why.
Yeah, she should have used that line, dude. Why don't you put her in charge?
They like to vote for the politicians who aren't politicians.
That's fucking great.
Dude, if somebody had that on their campaign
sign.
With a
picture of Bill Paxton, like, pointing.
I don't know, man. I'm like, vote for Newt.
Oh.
They mostly come out. Oh, my God. You could even say that. They mostly come out at night.
No, not. Are you talking about the meth parodies?
Crackheads, yeah. All right.
Mayor Newt is on
every
the
night,
case.
Every night in Huntington's like the Purge. Everybody's got to cover their windows with steel curtains.
The air horn goes off about 7 o'clock.
No, not even. Oh, no, the air horn that goes off in my neighborhood is the house full of fucking bloodhounds.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Where is that Drew's house?
No, it's not. No.
Oh, my God. I have the same fucking problem. I'm like,
you hear it too,
what
huh?
the fuck are they barking at?
I imagine you can hear it from the interstate, but it does
God,
sound like
they are loud.
They go out look for an escaped convict every night. They're out looking for Andy.
We got some goats in our neighborhood that I can hear going, bah.
Oh, yeah, Christian.
Bah.
You live out in the country, dude.
Bah. They're so loud, dude. I'm like, how are goats so loud?
Oh, my God.
That's how they have to alert all the other goats when the predators are coming.
They just faint.
And possum.
And those were the ones that got eaten by the wolves. The fainting goats. Or is it fainting? Yeah, that's what
right,
it was,
right?
That
right.
was the
They
kind
just
of the point.
Drag them off.
Yeah, so the rest of the pack could run away and, like, Steve was
That reminds me of that. Play
paralyzed.
Dead. Play dead. It'll leave you alone. And it picks them up and takes them off to fucking eat them. Oh, shit. God. All right. Moon Knight.
Who cares? It's been too long.
I watched that first episode, and that was it.
I feel like you should leave it alone.
Wasn't that what that story was about? Somebody saying that's probably not going to get more stuff?
Sweet.
Wasn't that bad news from a Moon Knight guy?
Wait.
Yeah, like the costume designer said that there's been no communication, something like that. Yeah.
So is What's-His-Face not going to be?
No. So with the Marvel, remember we got the multiverse now.
Yeah.
So different iterations of characters are coming in. We're going to see a lot of this in Deadpool versus Wolverine.
Captain America was on X-Men 97.
That was cool. I like that.
Is that part of the MCU?
Was it Chris Evans?
I think they did say that it is canon.
I know we're
going to
see with the Deadpool and everything. See where that
comes
from.
I think Deadpool is going to be what turns everything around for comic book movies.
I'm sure it's
going to
break records.
All right.
Block rocking beats.
But what Christian is referring to is there is a rumor that Wesley Snipes, who originally played the character of Blade in 1998's film, is coming back to reprise the role in future Marvel products. Now, I want to emphasize that. They are still doing the Mahershala Ali film of Blade. But with the multiverse and stuff, Wesley Snipes is rumored to have signed an actual deal with Marvel to reprise that role in parts coming up.
Dude, I heard Ali was like, you can have it, Wesley. I don't want to find
I've heard there's a lot of turmoil. With
well,
that,
they've
right?
straightened it out. Okay. We're hearing now that it's now back on course and looks to be released.
I feel like Wesley could take Mahershala.
I mean, I haven't seen Wesley in a while. I'd have to see him in the Blade get up, but I mean,
No, I'm in a fight.
Well, I think Wesley is actually legitimately a
That's what
artist.
I mean.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He could kick that guy's ass.
Probably, yeah. Would he want to?
If he's moving in on his blade ground, he might.
On his blade ground.
Like roller skating nice up
on
a
my
hill.
On my day walker ground. All right.
Like ice skating uphill, ice not roller skating
yeah.
uphill.
We don't roller skate
uphill. It's hard, too.
I would imagine it'd be the same difficulty. I don't know.
I think it'd be easier to ice skate uphill than
Well, if you were
if it's
the side,
actual
you know,
ice, yeah.
Yeah, you have to go to
I
the
think
side.
You have to have a half pipe of ice in order to ice skate uphill. I don't think you need to start. Or unless it's not really ice skating, it's just using
walking,
the blades to
walking.
Dig into the ice.
That's pretty much what I'm thinking.
That's what
do.
I was thinking.
There'd too. Be no skating. It'd be like
or get down on your hands and knees,
ice axe,
and kick the blades in, and
ice axe with fuck. I hit the lamp. Sorry.
Then it's like those videos when there's ice and people are worried about walking on it. They just get down on their knees and kind of slide across.
Oh yeah, they just hope dude? They'll slide in a straight line too. That's my favorite.
It's like I'm not falling. I'm just gonna slide here.
I remember there was a video once on like the old Gawker or whatever.
Yeah,
and it was. These guys were filming.
Gawker's still around, I think.
Well, it was old Gawker.
Oh.
I think that's what it was. These guys were filming at like the inside of a bar in Brooklyn or something, but they'd found an icy spot that people kept walking over, and they called it Hipsters on Ice. And guys in fedoras with their black plastic leg and just falling and busting their ass. And it was so funny. And then I feel like they were laughing. And then somebody, one of the people found out like, you're filming this? Like, that's funny for you? And it was like, yeah, this is absolutely funny for us.
Dude, I was at a
falling down is funny.
I was at a muddy Lollapalooza watching people fall down once. I was like, dude, look, watch. Everybody's walking through this part and they can't handle
it. There were times with me and you and Paul in the West Virginia building, like looking out the windows on New Year's and stuff and seeing drunk people stumbling down the street.
God.
Oh, man.
Or after the gunshots are fired
after
and then people saying it's gang related.
Gunshots. And
you
then
can hear
Christian,
people chanting that from the street, dude.
Hear
gang
gunshots.
Related.
Gang
yeah.
related, gang related.
But then Christian runs into the gunfire. Because
well, so we got hound dogs, gun related, and we got goats.
There was a free parking space available. We were looking out the window. We hear the gunshots, and Christian goes, "All that parking spot's available." Runs outside to move his car.
And Joey's like, "I need a head count."
Yeah, Joey, PTSD and asking for a head count. Rest in peace. That was nuts, man. We had so much fun in that place.
Oh, shit. That was a good time. I will not deny that.
I'm glad we didn't have that much stuff go out the windows either. Just Paul's stupid friend.
Paul's stupid friend threw the bottle out the window.
God damn. Why would you even? I mean, I would think we would be old enough by then to fucking.
I was thinking the other day, I should have flown a paper airplane out that window, though.
That would have
been fun. That would have been basically harmless and would have been really cool to see how far it could have gone.
Yeah.
You can I'm standing on the Keith Albee and try to catch it, dude.
Elizabeth Moss, the star of The Invisible Man. We all know her from The Handmaid's Tale. You know, the weird looking.
Mad Men.
That's an awesome show. It's depressing, but awesome.
The Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it.
It's so good.
It's a look into the future.
It's brutal.
According
it's awesome.
To Elizabeth, she says that Lee Wannells, is that how you say his fucking name? I never know. Who directed the first Invisible Man. They are still working on a sequel to it, and it is still in the cards and very much a possibility at this point. I love The Invisible Man. I would be happy with a sequel, but it's interesting. Lee's also working on Wolfman.
I never saw the Hollow Man sequel.
I didn't either.
I never saw Hollow Man.
Really?
Yep. Never had an interest.
That was
I thought you liked that guy.
But this is like the monsters, right? So
this is like the Universal Monster,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, is the with Tom Cruise's
no,
mummy.
No,
that's not a part of it now.
That ended.
Be?
It was going to be.
Wasn't that going to be? Okay.
It was going to be because, and fucking.
Russell.
Russell was going to be Jekyll and Hyde.
Russell Crowe, yeah.
Okay.
And who was going to be fucking Dr. Frankenstein? I can't remember. But yeah, they had it set up to where it was going to be this universe. And then, of course, you put it in Tom Cruise's fucking hands.
So is this now. What's the. They've just showed a picture of. What's his face? Batman.
Michael Keaton?
No. Next Batman. Not George Clooney. Val
Kilmer?
Not Val Kilmer. Christian Bale. Christian Bale's going to be a Frankenstein.
No, I don't think it's related. So I don't think that's related. No, I don't know, but I don't think
that,
so.
That poster looks cool, or whatever image.
Wasn't
that is.
The Invisible Man some kind of like in this one, like some kind of like technology suit?
Yeah, what it did was it had little like cameras all over the suit that would project what it saw. That was the idea of how it worked.
I like an Invisible Man better when he can't like switch back and forth. I like him being stuck invisible.
That is kind of the idea of the Invisible Man, you know, traditionally, is the idea. That's why I like this one, because they twisted it so beautifully. And, of course, Elizabeth Moss does an incredible job. I mean, I can't...
It's like Metal Gear Solid ninja technology.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Or just
stealth.
All the way back to Predator.
Predator.
Plus, I mean, around the time Invisible Man came out, that was kind of...
That's alien
thing.
Technology, though, Wes.
But... So I feel like there was a, you know, in one of the making of or behind the scenes or something, but apparently at one, you know, somebody, some high ranking person in the government, they see Predator and then they were like, we need that suit.
Yes.
We need that
probably. I mean, I would.
But no, I think that is that if anything, if it's in the works.
There's people working on Predator.
If it's in the works,
right?
It's like
we're
that.
Growing
it's,
our own Predators.
It's little cameras that are broadcasting whatever is on the opposite end.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
That was the idea, and then had little screens that would project it on the
yeah
seat.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know,
that's a real thing.
I'm starting to think that Russell Crowe is an actual fucking exorcist. This guy makes exorcism movies like fucking.
Oh yeah, that's not it's
you know,
not his first rodeo, right?
No, it is the Pope's Exorcist. And
I
then
think
he's making a sequel to that.
He hates evil.
Apparently, he's in a new movie called The Exorcism. Not related to the Pope's Exorcist, which they are making a sequel to. In this
or film, the Pope's Exorcism, which could be an entirely different movie.
But is he like, is it like a bar
just
fight?
Just change one letter, dude.
Is it like a Russell Crowe bar fight with a demon?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
sounds
pretty much.
Great.
Pretty much.
Just punching it.
And then
this one probably more
he
so.
He becomes the demon a little bit too,
breaking,
man.
Breaking a pool stick.
Now, wait a minute. Are you talking
it?
About Pope's Exorcist?
Yeah, I'm just saying he kind of fights with himself.
Yeah, he fights with his inner demon.
Oh. All right.
So this film, from
it's
what
better,
I can
it's
gather,
better than Noah when he was Noah.
So, I heard, was this not based on a graphic novel?
No.
I heard no. I heard that Noah was. I remember when it came out. And
it might
have
been
like,
Noah. Maybe Noah was.
That was the movie that Christian talked. The old Russell Crowe movie.
Yeah.
I heard was actually like there was source material for that. That people were like, oh.
What was in it? Dinosaurs or something?
It was like golems that
oh,
were
golems.
Fallen
That's
angels.
Right.
But I just kind of feel like I remember when that movie came out. That it was like the people who were thinking, oh, this is going to be like the Bible story. You know, like whoa, this isn't a Passion of the Christ thing. This is going to be something completely different. It's just, you know, borrowing some material. So
right.
I never watched it, but when Christian was talking about it, I think I was thinking like, well, maybe I should sometime.
That's interesting. I had no idea it had any source material. I thought they were just crazy. So my understanding of this film that Russell Crowe's coming out, The Exorcism, is kind of like he's shooting a film that's kind of like The Exorcist.
Oh, it's meta, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of meta. So that's what,
that could be cool.
This.
I've seen a few horror movies like that.
Well, he's
again.
Been in a
movie I just don't know why you would get
mind.
Russell Crowe. I mean, unless he went after it. But
dude,
I mean, why
if
would you
if you could get him, why wouldn't you?
I mean, if you have that money, I could think of about 20 other actors that I wouldn't mind seeing in this role. He just did Pope's Exorcist.
Yeah, but he's an awesome actor.
I'm not taking that away from him.
He's
I'm
worth every
it's
penny.
A bit much. Anyway. We have the trailer posted on our Facebook page. You can check it out. I mean, I'll probably see it, but still.
There's a trailer for it already? Oh,
coming
gosh.
Out June 7th.
Yeah, wow.
That looks like a cold sweat.
Pumping it out.
So we talked a little bit about Deadpool and Wolverine. Of course, the trailer dropped last week that featured Hugh Jackman. Freaked everybody out. It was red band, R-rated. He says fuck a bunch of times.
People are going to be bringing their kids to it, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
People have been bringing their kids to movies they shouldn't be bringing their kids to in a long
time. Dude, my son listens to this show.
Somebody had a bottle-feeding baby at Raw.
A bottle-feeding baby. Really?
Yeah, they have.
Hey, no, here's the thing, though. at least it's indoors, all right?
Yeah, that's
because
true.
People bring newborn babies to football games.
Okay,
that's yeah. crazy.
In November, that's and I'm like, much. What the fuck? Or even
to
if
Marshall
it's like,
game,
even if it's towards the beginning of the season, it's like a noon game. Got the fucking sun beating down on us. They're like, I'm gonna fry my kid's brain like a fucking like a piece of bacon. It's nuts, man. It's so. No, so okay, there's a lot of irresponsible.
I'm glad I got wet started on this one.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know how we
I never
got on
thought
this.
About the
I'm
temperature of like, places they bring their kids,
my
dude.
Kids, my
oh,
kids,
the bottle fed it raw.
But did they have earmuffs on the thing?
No,
I mean, God,
no,
see,
were,
I,
dude, I've seen kids at concerts.
I just,
I've seen kids in, of course, movies.
Well, we said the PG era is over.
But, you know, if the kid...
Keep the kids out.
If the kid can't communicate, like, this is too loud, this is too hot, this is too cold, then don't have the kid there yet, man.
That's just, right.
My kid is five, and she didn't. She does not want to go to football games because it's too loud. And it's like, well, kid, nobody even cares about Marshall football anymore. There's only like 10 of us in the stands. It's not going to be that loud. Still too loud for me, Dad. Okay. You know, it is what it
Does
is.
Does that hurt you that she's not into Marshall football
no,
like you are?
No, my kid's always been into, you know, cheering for Marshall when I'm
not like
Marshall.
You are. You said it was your church.
It things have changed with me though, but it is like I am passionate
Christian
about,
with the curious head turn.
I'm
there
passionate
when he
about
says
Marshall on so many things that I can't even watch him compete. Like I told somebody the other day, like if Marshall had a Magic the Gathering team, I would cheer for them, but also it's like if they're like in the national championship of Magic the Gathering, I got to turn this off and I'll just read the headlines. And see
stressing
if
me
won.
Out
because you
dude.
Can't take it if I they're can't. Like losing or behind
yeah.
or anything like that.
Yeah,
you still so, go to every game though, right?
I go to most. I mean, that's the thing. Life.
You don't go to every game.
No, I mean life gets in the way, dude. So.
That's true.
But now that I'm actually here,
life also finds a way.
So you know, being a you know that which sounds lazy. I mean, So I'm not a. I'm a diehard fan, but I'm not a true diehard fan. I wasn't.
Well, you
the trip.
Lived in Columbus, in Charleston for the long.
But yeah, kids, you
fuck
know,
you.
I could have been
Charleston.
In Columbus for all that matter. I mean,
yeah,
I
might as
made
well
it into a few games. But then if it was like, oh, it's kind of raining, I'm not going. Just like how me and Christian used to treat going to class when we lived in the West Virginia building at Marshall. So like we're going tomorrow, I'm like, I don't know, man. It's kind of rainy.
It's
kind of
shitty
really
out.
Like
yeah.
Class.
I don't blame you.
Well, half the time you get there and it's like class is canceled.
Yeah. You
oh,
know what?
God.
It's raining today, so we didn't have class.
Oh, God. That would piss me off. Back to Deadpool and Wolverine. So, again, the trailer is very entertaining. If you haven't seen it yet, I highly recommend you check it out. Lots of rumors about who we're going to see. And I mean, we can throw them out.
Remember that Taylor Swift Dazzler one? That was a good one.
They're still saying that might be something that's in the, apparently on one of her tours.
Dude, her new album came out.
That's what they're saying.
They should have Taylor and Travis. Travis could be Sabretooth.
Who the
Whoa.
Fuck is Kelsey?
Yeah.
Who you know who?
Travis. Yeah,
who?
Fuck you.
Nobody gives
like,
a fuck.
Who?
Fuck you, because like
you
nobody
know.
Gives a fuck.
You know about Taylor and Travis,
whatever,
dude.
Man.
We all love them.
That's American royalty.
America's sweethearts.
America's bullshit.
It's a psyop doing to distract us from how bad things are.
Swift for president.
I like Famke. I'd like to see her in it.
Famke's supposed to be coming back. I've heard that Elektra, what's her name? Jennifer Garner might reprise her role.
Bring back Ben Affleck as Daredevil.
I've heard that might happen.
Elektra Nachos.
Yeah, sounds like a Mexican appetizer.
That's her name.
But they won't bring back James Marsden, right, because he died?
They may.
They're, well, we don't know that he's dead.
All X-Men are up in the air. He's dead. All X-Men
Bullshit.
Are up in the air, according to Ryan Reynolds. And the
Kelsey Grammer is Beast.
Yeah. Yep.
Jeffrey Jones.
Where can I go back and watch
X-Men?
Who
was he
movies?
In the X-Men? Wasn't he could have been Mojo.
Wasn't
who?
He that guy that we talked about? Was that who's Jeffrey Jones?
Jeffrey Jones is the guy from Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You think he was an X-Men?
He should have been. He was a Sex-Man.
He could have been Mojo.
He was Sex-Man, dude. Sexing those kids.
He would have been great with Mojo. God, yeah, you're just... why do you go so dark?
Alan Cumming.
He was in it.
Nightcrawler. Nightcrawler. Or whatever his name was.
Just circus. Wagner.
Did you say Kurt Vonnegut? Is that what you said?
I knew name's Kurt something. Kurt Warner. I'm a quarterback.
Kurt Wagner.
I'm a quarterback, and I'm a...
Yeah, we believe in nothing, Lebowski.
I'm Kingston.
We believe in nothing.
I'm a Nightcrawler.
We believe in nothing, Lebowski.
I have all these scars on my arms. I was in circus.
You sound like Death Clock, dude. We play some guitars. Shit.
Where can I watch all the X-Men, though? I was trying to do that the other day.
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus.
Is Marvel it on Disney?
I don't know about the movies.
Oh, because it's 20th century.
Yeah, I was trying to figure that out.
I know the cartoons.
I don't have a way to even watch a movie anymore.
He doesn't have a way to watch. Why don't you watch TV? Why don't you have
Raw? I don't like TV.
You keep asking me for my TV log.
Because that's all I want to watch on fucking cable. That's all I need it for. And that's the only thing I'd use it for. I don't watch cable at all, ever.
Okay.
You need some Hulu Live or YouTube Live.
It's too expensive.
Hulu Live is fun.
I think the channels I looked into don't offer the network I need.
I have some redundancy.
Well, I guess you'll have to wait till January.
Why don't you fucking give me the password and stop being a fucking prick?
I don't know it. I have never.
You can find it out. All you gotta do is go ask Dr. James.
He doesn't know it.
And be like, hey, what is your login for Xfinity?
He has no idea. It's somebody Armstrong. Knows. It's Armstrong.
Whoever the fuck it is, somebody knows.
We'd have to call Armstrong.
No,
to
you would.
It out.
It's
yeah,
John Doolittle.
No, it's not.
And it's Diablo 9X or some bullshit.
It's probably some email that they gave us. It's probably at armstrong.com.
No, it is.
Yes, it is. You know how the ISPs are.
I need to get your login for cable. Right. Later.
Hulu prevents that sharing.
Fuck them. All right. Did you know that Zack Snyder was doing an animated series, Christian?
No.
Called Twilight of the Gods.
Why? Why would I know that? Why are you so excited?
I don't know.
Why'd you ask it like
that? Did anybody watch the sequel to his
I did. That's why I asked.
Is it better than the first or worst?
Probably worse.
It's already the worst.
It's worse.
I don't know. I'm going to watch it too, but...
Christian did not have pleasant things to say about it.
It just was on. I don't remember much. There's a lot of big.
They're talking about
sequences.
Their problems.
Yeah, that's how it started with a big exposition.
With poor man's Morgan Freeman. What's his name?
DeMond Houston Huston. Whatever his name is.
Hansu.
28 years later, guys. 28 years later is moving forward.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Damn you.
McAfee. That guy's fucking nuts. Is he even still alive anymore?
Yeah, he's commentating on Raw.
No, he's talking about John.
John McAfee. Oh. The McAfee guy is crazy.
Well, I guess I can't.
He's done a lot in his life.
Guess I can't get back to that story.
But it's got Aaron Taylor Johnson signed up for 28 years later and two
Aaron
other
Taylor
people.
Taylor Johnson and who was the fucking other people? That's the problem.
Garland?
They ought to retcon.
Who?
Was it somebody named Garland? Or is that
the
director?
I don't know who the chick was.
That's the director, right? Yeah, that's the... Is it
Danny
Alex,
Boyle? And,
is it Alex Garland?
Yeah.
That's the
writer.
What's that one? I love that movie. What's that movie called? Annihilation? I love that movie.
Oh, yeah.
God, I've watched it so many times.
I haven't seen it. It seems too crazy.
Annihilation is Oscar Isaac and Natalie Portman. And they...
Oh, I think I've seen
this. They go into The Shining,
yeah,
the Shimmer
or
something.
That movie, every time I start watching it, finish it.
Is it a horror movie?
It's kind of. Horror, sci-fi. It's awesome.
It's got that mutant bear scene that everybody talks about.
Mutant bear, shark alligator. It's fucking crazy, but I like it a lot, and the music is really good.
I'll have to watch it sometime.
I'd be on board. I love 28 Days Later. I liked 28 weeks later.
Oh, this, it's going to be a sequel to 28 Days Later, not 28 weeks
later.
Well,
here's the thing.
That's not going to impact this.
Yeah, it doesn't exist
later.
in this universe.
All I would ask for 28 weeks later is retcon the scene where they fucking flamethrower Jeremy Renner.
I knew that was what your problem
was. I just remember thinking, they just killed that guy just to fucking, for shock value. Because it's like, I kind of feel like if he'd be like, whoa, I'm a sniper, like I'm in the army, like you guys.
They've got to kill everything.
Oh shit! Hey, yeah, no, let's not flamethrower this guy. He's one of
plus,
us.
Plus, he's walking around in the gas. Remember?
My thing is, why didn't he just get in the car with him? Why did he sit there and die?
It was just
so
he had to push it so he could jump.
So that was a cool movie.
Yeah, and then you jump in.
They flamed him before he had a chance to jump in when it started.
He had plenty of time.
Okay, and then the dumb part with the helicopter fucking attack.
Well, that was dumb.
But it was an awesome cast, and it was a cool movie, but there was just some unnecessary shock value. 28 Days Later.
It had that crazy opening, though.
Fuck, 28 Days Later is so good, though.
28 Days is
fucking
iconic.
I like how
iconic.
It
kind of
pulled the classic.
It's iconic.
I think it was kind of like Day of the Dead, right? So it's like, let's introduce this existential threat, and then it pivots to... You know,
you're fucked.
Actually, yeah. Humans are still the worst things on the planet.
You know, I meant to say in an earlier episode that I watched the whole Rick.
Sure, I need to watch that again.
The Rick and Michonne Walking Dead show that came on.
You watched the whole thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
I heard that was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, and it had an ending for the whole series. Like,
that's good. Has the Daryl show started yet?
Out. It's over. The season one is over
Daryl?
With. Now they're going to do season two of The Book of Carol or something.
I feel like Walking Dead lost the step when Andrew Lincoln.
Me and Aaron talked about this.
They get lost a step when they decided to let him go.
Well, he'd done it for a long time, too.
I get it. And then that it went on way too long, I think.
I've said that since season three. I said it shouldn't have gone past season
three. But they definitely...
I've enjoyed it. I've watched it all.
You watched it all? You watch Fear, too, don't you?
Some of it, yeah.
All right, let's get over to events. Pete Davidson's coming. Shit. Yeah.
I heard it's going to get canceled.
Why? He's just not going to show up?
I don't know. That's what my brother said.
Why?
I don't know. I guess
for no reason?
I guess Pete's Skeet.
Oh, okay.
Pete Skeet.
Remember that? That's what Kanye called him, Skeet.
Oh.
Skeet Davidson. Nazi. I mean, I like Nazis because I'm Kanye, and Skeet's over here banging my girlfriend.
I like Pete. I cheer for him.
Did you see that picture of Kanye?
I want him to be okay.
Kanye with his girl, and it looked like she had a dick in her pants. It was her back turned like it looked like Ace Ventura, you know, Einhorn when she turns around. And you're like, what's that in her pants, Daddy? And they're like, those are hemorrhoids.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't remember that part in Ace Ventura?
I know what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Ace Ventura. And then
everybody starts gagging.
I know.
Because they all have kissed her.
Fucking
Dan Marino.
It was back. Okay. It's back when transphobia was funny. All right, and I think Jim Carrey addressed that. He was like, "Well, clearly everybody was transphobic,"
and they kissed her. Yeah.
Well, it's not transphobia.
I don't think that was.
It's just deception.
It's just out of left field. You're like, wait, what?
She's just trying to live her true self. Right.
Well, I mean, you still got to let us know what
Ray
you got
Finkel
going on
had to
down
get
there.
His revenge, and it's that simple.
Okay, I do not know about the Kanye picture that you're talking about, but he
is that what started this?
Yeah, that's what started. That's what Christian said.
I was talking about Skeet Davidson, you know? Skeet.
July 11th at the Paramount.
Did you see Beavis and Butthead on SNL?
I heard. Oh my God. I need to watch that.
Oh my God. Dude, his mouth. I can't. The guy who plays Butthead, I always forget
his name.
How
did they do that?
I don't know.
Mikey Day.
You rub your gums above your teeth.
Well,
and you
I'm
make
sure
your
they did some kind of tape or glue or adhesive that he did
just
it
put
with.
Put a big pin through it, dude.
Tape.
The Charleston Sternwheel Regatta is returning. I love this time of year because we get a good events.
We get a regatta, dude. We're going to enter the
Charleston
boat race.
Does.
I know we're
we
going
to.
The yeah, Geek Charles Zip
Charles
boat race.
With that shit, man. Charles
somebody
want
to sponsor us, I'd be happy to drive the boat.
No, we got a row. It's a rowboat.
I think to strap you to the stern wheel so you just continue to get splashed into the water.
Boy, that's a terrible fate.
Well, you come up for air.
Is that Tone Loke right there?
Yeah, the Charleston Sternwheel Regatta is coming up July 3rd through July 7th. They have announced the musical acts. They include Shaggy, Montgomery Gentry, which I guess is country.
Is that Tone Loke?
Yes.
Okay.
Tone Loke, Vanilla Ice.
Oh, my God.
You got a regatta, Vanilla Ice. Do you think
Treach,
they'll do the ninja rap?
Probably.
Treach.
Young MC is going to be there. So, the stern wheel looks pretty good this year.
Big Daddy Kane? No.
No.
Wow.
No. No.
I lived above it.
Sugar Hill Gang.
When
Games
we were in the South Hills.
Yeah.
Could you see the riverfront from your house?
Couldn't, but drove past it every day. Now, when they do fireworks and stuff, yeah, we could kind of angle it.
That's
kick-ass. Or we can just kind of like walk through the neighborhood to get to a good vantage point to see all the fireworks. That was cool.
The best place in Huntington to watch the fireworks is the top of the Pullman Square parking garage.
I've heard you can just walk right
busy
down
as fuck, but
walk right down here to the intersection of Fifth Street and just see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. They're big. Megadeth is coming to Huntington. Yeah. I love Megadeth. You don't like Megadeth?
I don't like his voice. I don't like David.
The West, why don't you like
the Destroy All Enemies tour is coming with Mudvayne and All That Remains September 5th at the Marshall Health Network Arena in Huntington. Tickets are on sale now. Be listening to our friends over at 92.7, 98.5 The Planet, your chance to win tickets. I love Megadeth. What's wrong with you? I love Mustaine.
I prefer Metallica.
Huh?
I said I prefer Metallica.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you're Mark. So,
whether I mean quantifiably better.
Wes, I made this poster.
Uh-oh.
Good job.
Yeah.
You got Ghost Spider up there on top.
That's not Ghost Spider.
That's not Ghost Spider.
CCW.
Whoever that guy is, he's going to be
Demon.
Pissed off at me.
I like that you know Ghost Spider, though.
CCW's Bad Blood is coming up this coming Saturday at the Rec. This is the one that I'm involved in, a ring announcing for, that Aaron came to last year.
That's not the owner.
Saturday, May the 4th.
Yeah, it
May the 4th. May
that was the
Father's
guy that
Day.
Isn't that the guy that wrestled in the first match?
That's the mask guy that was walking around for all the matches that helped Onyx in the main event.
Are you sure?
Am I sure? Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, maybe I can't see from this angle.
He's doing this, and he's got a hood on. And he's smaller than Onyx. I made Onyx huge.
Yeah.
The Rec is such a cool place to have this event. We hope everybody comes and join us. Tickets are very reasonable, $15 general admission, $20 for ringside. Children 5 and under are free, $10 with your MUID. We also have our Friends and Family 4-Pack Special, where you can buy 3 tickets and get 1 free. Special thanks to Recovery Point Card, subject to change, but it's going to be a great time. Are you going to be able to make it this weekend, Christian?
Hell yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah. Wes?
I may try to get my kiddo and get her. Yeah, no, that's
it's
fun.
It's fun times, and the fact that it's at the Rec, it's at 3:30. It's not like some late night thing. So it's a lot of fun. Free parking. Bring the
now,
kids.
Kate
it's
will
be
probably
great.
Be like, "Dad, can we go to the pool? Let's go to the pool. Are they going to be wrestling in the pool?
So I would hope
Has
that
she
would
been
be.
In the pool.
She's been in the pool.
It looks cool. I've
that
never been in
it. Pool is pimp.
That
we
whirlpool
went to a birthday
thing.
Birthday party at the pool. Yeah, and then me and Bree felt like idiots because we did not bring
towels,
clothes to change into.
You went to a pool party?
All of the parents were in the pool with their kids.
Whoa.
Except me and Bree. We didn't understand. We've not. We're so? Adults, right? We haven't been to a pool party since we were kids.
Right.
And when we went to kids' pool parties, parents weren't in the
water. Yeah, I wouldn't expect that either.
Yeah, so every parent.
Except it's at the Rec, so it's like.
Every parent was in the water except for us, and me and Bree felt kind of stupid.
I would. I'd be like, oh.
Then I talked to other people. You know, I talked to a coworker, and she was like, well, here's the thing. I've gone to birthday parties where the parents got in the pool, and they were the weird ones.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, you know. Anyways.
I lean more toward that they're the weird ones.
I don't
it's
know.
Like, leave them fucking alone. Let them fucking have fun in the
guy. That whirlpool looks fun, though, dude.
My kid.
I mean, that's the lazy river thing. That's different.
Yeah, but my kid's 5, and the kid was actually turning 4, so they're little children.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, but Kate's.
But still,
Kate is capable.
It's not like it's a fucking, yeah.
Kate's pretty capable, and she's also tall.
Dude, do you remember the fucking Olympics swim? Did we were thrown in that motherfucker?
Yeah, going off the high dive.
And good luck, you know, getting to the fucking side. This is bullshit.
I was a Dreamland pool kid. That's where
same
we went
thing.
To the West
Indies. Same thing.
Swim out to the island.
Didn't have a big seashell or something? What was
no,
pool
that was the Greenbrier.
Glenbrier. Yeah, they had that big
huge, it was a wave.
Plaster wave.
It was a big wave. Yeah.
I thought it was a shell.
It came out. Everybody
so
skinned their
once.
Fucking knees
still
there.
Still have that. Mm. Well, you remember the... they had the, like, it was like a baseball glove thing, except it was Velcro, with a Velcro ball. And
yeah.
So I was diving to catch and just tore
on the concrete?
Yeah, I don't know what
God, it was. You fucking idiot.
Still got the scar. Yeah, I'm sure, you know, now when I see my
your
kid,
dad must have been like, oh my
one
God.
One dad it was mom, but it's like I see my kid doing a thing where she's about to get hurt, and I'm like, ugh.
It's going to happen. Yeah,
sure,
yeah.
I'm
and you're
sure
just like,
my
please
mom
don't.
Was watching that, like you.
I would be,
but she didn't call me an idiot. She well, of course you know, not. Treated my wounds, but I'm sure in the back of her head was like, couldn't we just have a day at the pool?
My brother's a teacher and got written up for telling a kid don't hold a laptop on your head like an idiot.
Oh my god.
The speech teacher across the hall wrote him up for it.
Teachers like told, can get written told up.
Told on him for saying that.
Teachers can get written up.
Yeah, what's the teacher version of getting a pink?
Yeah, what oh, they got to go to detention?
No, dude. Just crazy people bitching about stupid this things.
Is whoever that teacher is.
His union.
Yeah, fuck you.
You're a snowflake.
His union rep
you
said,
suck.
Said, did you laugh in their face after they told you that?
That's what I like to hear. Union. That's awesome. All right.
Just
that's
don't carry
events.
It on your head like an idiot. Oh, you called your students idiots. No, I said you can't carry that on your head
like
an
idiot.
Idiot.
Yeah, that's not implying the kid is
no,
idiot.
Again, yeah, it's
just
like
being like an idiot.
It's like why
my teacher, do you remember what Tuig did to me at Kamak with my ears?
I remember Dixon wrecked
he
into Lawson.
He pulled me out of the fucking gym by my ears. What?
When Dixon wrecked into Lawson's car, I was in their car with him.
How embarrassing would that
I know.
Be for a
that's
teacher
gotta
to
be awful.
A student's car? Now, we were older.
And Lawson,
you know,
of
yeah.
all people.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget, check us out on Facebook anytime you like. We're also on Twitter. We're on Instagram.
Podomatic. P-O-Demo. P-O-Demo. P-O-Demo.
P-O-Demo. Not on Google anymore.
Nope. P-O-Demo.
P-O-D-O-M-A-T-I-C.com/GeekZip podcast. We're also on YouTube with our video premiere at 11 a.m. on Tuesday mornings.
We are Geek Zips for you. I tried to do an AI drawing of a Geek Zip, and it was like anime girls.
Oh, good. Shocker. Special thanks to Wes for dropping by today. Don't forget, another show next week. And then
come down
we
to
are
wrestling.
Getting close.
Come down to wrestling.
Yes, please come down to wrestling on Saturday. I will say we are getting close to the end of Season 8. We are going to take a brief break in June. So,
you're going to Disney, right?
Yes, we got to go to Disney. Yeah, we got to have our 2-week hiatus. Then we'll be back with Season 9. So, like I said, follow the show. Thank you guys for supporting us, and we'll see you next week. You guys got anything else?
We appreciate everyone, each and every one of you, for listening and supporting us and
Wes
cheering us on.
Keep on doing what you're doing. LIVIN.
You got a message for any of those meth paradas that may be watching?
Just good luck on your missions.
Keep your heads up. Keep your head on a swivel.
Keep those guitar cases full of guns and bring them back alive.
You guys have a good week. We'll see you on the next one.
Pray for peace, prepare for war.
Thank you for listening to the Geek Zip podcast. Listen on iTunes, Spotify, Podomatic, Facebook, Amazon Prime. Follow the Geek Zip podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Search Geek Zip podcast.